Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Biden administration will propose a new rule tomorrow that makes changes to the asylum process for migrants who are seeking refuge in the United States. The proposal comes as President Biden faces mounting criticism for not taking stronger actions at the southern border. More from NPR's Deepa Shivaram.
The proposed rule aims to expedite the process to reject asylum seekers who are not eligible for asylum, like people who pose a national security risk. That process can sometimes take years, but with the new rule, the Biden administration is hoping it will happen much faster. The Department of Homeland Security will put out the rule on Thursday, and it will go through a review and public comment period. The news comes as Biden is trying to find ways to limit the number of people who are crossing the southern border. Immigration is one of Biden's weakest political issues and one that voters consistently say they are concerned about this election year. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
The Georgia Court of Appeals has granted oral arguments after former President Donald Trump appealed a decision allowing Fulton County District Attorney Fawnie Willis to stay on his criminal case. That could significantly diminish chances the Georgia election interference case goes to trial this year. More from WABE's Sam Greenglass.
In March, Fulton Judge Scott McAfee allowed D.A. Willis to remain on the case if the special prosecutor she'd been in a relationship with resigned. Trump and other defendants who first raised allegations of a conflict of interest appealed the decision. The appeals court must now hear and rule on the question within 2 terms, roughly 6 months from now. McAfee is unlikely to set a trial date before that time, meaning the case will almost certainly remain unresolved before the November election. Trump's also facing federal charges for attempting to overturn his 2020 election loss and for mishandling classified documents. Both of those cases have also been delayed. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
People who lost money when cryptocurrency exchange FTX collapsed 2 years ago will get their money back with interest. NPR's Rafael Nama has more on efforts to recover and pay back the money.
When FTX collapsed, a lot of the money held in the company appeared to have vanished overnight. That included about $8 billion held by FTX customers. The company now says they have recovered all of that money, and then some. That's because of a spectacular recent rally in cryptocurrencies. All in all, FTX has recovered about $14 to $16 billion. It will be used to pay back former customers with interest, as well as banks and other creditors. A judge overseeing the recovery needs to approve the plan. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
A mixed close on Wall Street. The Dow is up 172 points. The Nasdaq fell 29 points. This is NPR. In Los Angeles, Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter has agreed to plead guilty to allegedly stealing more than $16 million from the Dodgers star. LAist reporter McKenna Sievertson has more.
The U.S. Attorney's Office announced that Ipe Mizuhara will plead guilty to bank and tax fraud charges, which carries a maximum 33-year sentence. Under his plea agreement, Mizuhara agrees to pay all criminal debts ordered by the court in full and on time. He must also surrender various collectible baseball cards, sports memorabilia, and other property gained during his illegal activity. Mizuhara was fired by the Dodgers in March after being accused of stealing from Ohtani, who has described him as a close friend, to pay off gambling debts. Investigators say there's no evidence to show Ohtani participated in or knew about the sports gambling, which is illegal in California. Mizuhara's arraignment is now scheduled for next week. For NPR News, I'm McKenna Sievertson in Los Angeles.
Both the mayor of Washington, D.C. and the city's police chief say they were behind a decision to clear a pro-Palestinian encampment on the campus of George Washington University. Police clearing the tent encampment today after dozens of protesters left the site and marched to the home of the university's president. According to D.C. police officials, 33 people were arrested, including one arrested for assaulting a police officer. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and Police Chief Pamela Smith were scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill about the protest, but that hearing was canceled today. Crude oil futures prices moved higher, oil up 61 cents a barrel to end the session at $78.99 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.